The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And of course, it's 8 a.m. this Thursday Central Time. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us here for this segment. I'm excited because I finally get to talk to this guy. I've been looking forward to talking to him forever and a day. He began his distinguished career as a police officer in West Carthage, New York, before joining the United States Border Patrol in 1984. And of course, little did he know that this decision would lead him to becoming the first director of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That's ICE for those of you who don't know. ICE, baby. To have worked his way up through the ranks from the very bottom rung of the law enforcement ladder all the way to the top. As I told you before, he was former President Trump's ICE director. And more recently, he has a website out there that you can go visit if you have internet access, called homelandstrategic.com. He's a public speaker, business development consultant, border security expert. I think he is still a Fox News contributor, if I'm not mistaken. Tom Holman, good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, and, you know, I see this stern face on Fox News, and I'm thinking to myself, gee, what do I say to Tom, besides the fact that Tom Lovegrove says hi? You know, what do I say to Tom regarding the safety of the current safety of America? I mean, you have homelandstrategic.com, and you're trying to help individuals and businesses with high-level strategy direction. But the thing is everybody in America is worried about, you know, what's going to happen to former President Trump. I have said repeatedly that they're coming at him from all sides, trying to throw him off his political footing. And the worse it gets, the more people want to reelect him. Do you ever think that if he gets reelected again, that you're going to be back in the driver's seat doing what you do, or even higher rank in his administration?
I can promise you that.
I do
a lot of things within the company. The company's doing very well. However, my number one priority is the border and educating the American people. So I do that through Fox News. I still work for Fox, and I travel in the country speaking with people. But I knew Trump was going to run for re-election before anybody. I mean, because we had dinner in Las Vegas. It was probably almost a year ago now. And he asked me, if I come back, will you come back? I says, I'm so pissed off, I'll come back for free. So we made a
wow.
deal. And I'll say it right now that if he comes back, I will be back. I'll be side by side with him, and we'll fix the mess that this administration created. The reason you see a stern face every day, look, I wake up every day, and I'm serious. I wake up every day pissed off because we worked very hard to get the most secure border we've ever had. I've done this job for 35 years. I started as a Border Patrol agent, and I climbed the ladder. I've 35 years watching the border chaos happen. We finally get a president that ends up giving us the most secure border this nation ever has. And this president, President Biden, comes in and unsecures it on purpose. I mean, who the hell does that? So, yeah, I'm upset, and I can't wait to get back and raise some hell and fix this problem.
Well, and I think you are the guy to do it because, you know, given the videos and everything that I've seen of what you've done with this border during the Trump administration, I am like totally blown away and honored to even have you here on this show because, you know, my viewers and listeners out there, which number into the tens of thousands who are soaking all this up, are wondering. And I told him, I said, I'm going to ask him this question. Are we safe?
No. No, that's the number one message I'm trying to get out with people right now. I don't care what your opinion is on illegal immigration. I realize illegal immigration, immigration enforcement is very controversial. It's a tough thing for some people to accept. But let's put that aside for a minute. I don't care what your opinion is on illegal immigration, but you create a chaos like you did in this administration. illegal immigration had at an historic high, which has overwhelmed the Border Patrol. You need to understand, many of these sectors on the border, 70% of agents are no longer on patrol because they're in these facilities changing diapers, making baby formula, making hospital runs, making airport runs. When you take 70% of the agents off the line because they're overwhelmed, what happens? That's when the fentanyl comes across the unguarded border. That's when the trafficking of women and children come across the unguarded border. That's when the criminal cartels move their fentanyl. That's when known suspected terrorists come in. When you have a border this vulnerable because other agents are off the line, it creates a national security issue, a public safety issue, a public health crisis. Look, they've already arrested 237 people off the terrorist watch list. That's who they've arrested. We got 1.8 million known gotaways. Gotaways are they caught people entering the country on camera, on drone traffic, on sensor traffic. But because the Border Patrol is so overwhelmed in the facilities, they couldn't respond. 1.8 million that we know of have entered this country, weren't arrested, weren't fingerprinted, and weren't vetted. They've arrested over 200 known suspected terrorists, and they've arrested people from 171 different countries. Many of these countries are sponsors of terror. So if you don't think a single one of the 1.8 million gotaways didn't come here to do us harm from a country that sponsors terrorism, then you're an idiot. I personally think this is the biggest national security failure this country has seen since 9/11. And someday we're going to find out. And someday that's going to be a bad day for America when these people act out.
I had a feeling of that, and I've been saying it forever and a day. So we definitely agree on that, Tom. My biggest concern is what's going on now, because every day we're constantly hearing of stories about illegal immigrants coming in, raping women, assaulting women, murdering people, like a father of, you know, five in Jacksonville, Florida. We recently reported that, was shot to death by an illegal immigrant. I mean, this, it's already ramping up. And I mean, these are people that basically were nothing but street criminals where they came from. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, as far as I can see. They haven't actually, and I'm also speaking to the Chinese nationals that have crossed the border. We're looking at a potential threat to our grid, are we not?
Well, look, you know, President Trump was not wrong. I know he took a lot of hate when he says, you know, murderers and rapists and serious criminals come across that border, but he was exactly right. Look, I'll say this: not everybody comes across that border legally is a public safety threat, but many are. Last year alone, when the Border Patrol actually arrested 86,000 convicted criminals were arrested trying to come to this country. Over 100 of them had convictions for murder. Okay, and that's what the Border Patrol caught. Again, the 1.8 million, they're going to try to get away. They're not going to be, you know, there's a two populations. You pay one price, a lower price, to the cartels to get into the United States and turn yourselves over. Just get you across the river. Just get you across the desert. Turn yourselves in the Border Patrol. You pay a fee. But if you want to get away, if you want to get to New York or Chicago or another city, it costs you a lot more. The cartels will get you there, but it's going to cost you a lot more. So the question is, 1.8 million people, why did they choose to pay more? Why didn't they pay a lesser price to turn themselves in the Border Patrol, get processed, get released, get thrown to the city of their choice at government expense, get work authorization for 5 to 7 years while the case goes through the immigration court, knowing that even if they lose their case, which 9 out of 10 will, nothing's going to happen to them because the secretary said ICE can't arrest people for being here simply illegally. Why would you not pay less money to take advantage of that giveaway program? Well, there's one reason. You don't want to be fingerprinted. You don't want to be vetted because you're a bad guy. So, yeah, a lot of criminals have come to this country and trafficked women and children come across the country. Enough fentanyl has killed over 100,000 people. And some of these are really bad people. And like I said, when I was vice director, I've talked to hundreds, literally hundreds of angel moms and angel dads who lost their child to murder from a person here illegally. And it's sad. It's a preventable crime. If we had a secure border, their child may still be alive. And they talk about, when I was vice director, you know, I jumped all over this boat, what they call family separation, or zero tolerance. And when I testified, I said, look, when I was a cop in New York, I separated U.S. citizen families every day. when you arrest a parent, you separate in that family. When, you know, and I testified, if I get arrested for DUI, have a kid in the car, I'm going to get separated. I'm going to jail, and the child's going to CPS. But when we did zero tolerance, we're charging parents with illegal entry and prosecuting for the child went to ORR. They call that family separation, and I was attacked. I'm still attacked about it. But here's the issue. That's a temporary separation because the parents being prosecuted because they violate our laws. The angel moms and dad who lost their children to illegal alien criminals, that's a permanent separation. They buried their children. So we did what we could on zero tolerance because we figured, look, if we start prosecuting them, maybe they'll stop coming. Maybe they'll stop putting their children in a position to be smuggled by the cartels. Maybe their child won't drown in the river. Maybe their child won't be sexually assaulted. Maybe their child won't die during this horrendous trip to the United States. We're trying to save lives. But the left keeps twisting this around. What President Trump did, I want to be clear on this, because this is the biggest thing that the hits that we still take. Tom Homan, President Trump, you guys are racist. You guys, your policies are inhumane. Let me be clear. President Trump put immigration at a 45-year low. 83% decline in illegal immigration. So meaning 83% less people are coming. So under President Trump, when 83% less people are coming, how many women weren't being raped? How many children didn't die? How many Americans didn't die from drug overdoses? How many known as suspected terrorists didn't come into the country? President Trump's policies saved lives. Under the Biden administration, we got 1,700 migrants that have died on U.S. soil, an historic record. Over 100,000 Americans dying from fentanyl, an historic record. Number of non-suspected terrorists coming across the country, an historic record. The trafficking of women and children that are coming across the border, an historic record. So don't tell me Biden's policies are more humane. Biden's policies are killing people, Americans and migrants, at record numbers.
That's pretty scary. And see, the fact is, you took the same oath I did when I was in the military as a police officer and as the first director of ICE to have worked your way up the ladder all the way to the top to gain the trust of the President of the United States and to be in the position that you were in to direct the operations at the border, not only in the construction of the wall. And I saw videos of you down there with President Trump, who definitely acknowledged what you were doing was the right thing. He believed in it, and you just exemplified that, sir. My biggest concern is now, because we're all about solutions on this show, what are Americans, how are we supposed to treat this as law-abiding citizens to protect ourselves from assault from these 1.8 million gotaways?
Look, you need to hold Congress accountable. First of all, they should have impeached Mayorkas a year ago. And I know they're going through oversight hearings, but they need to do their job and impeach this man. If they can impeach President Trump for making a phone call to Ukraine, you can't impeach the Secretary of Homeland Security for causing the biggest humanitarian crisis in the history of this country that results in a record number of American deaths and migrant deaths. You can't impeach somebody for knowingly opening the border, which has caused known suspected terrorist attacks in this country. You can't impeach a guy that slandered the men of the horse patrol, saying they whipped black migrants when, in fact, they didn't. Still, to this day, they're not back to work. To this day, they haven't received an apology. This man deserves to be impeached. That's the first thing. And you need to hold your Congress and representative responsible. Now, if you got a Republican congressman or senator in your area, and they tell you, well, we really can't do anything because the Democrats control Senate, that is a bunch of crap. They can do something. The House is run by the Republicans. They got the power of the purse string. They control the budget. If DHS ain't going to do their job, then shut it down. Take the money away. And people say, well, that's a pretty serious thing, shutting the government down over the border. At what point is it serious enough? We got known suspected terrorists coming across the border. We got record number, more Americans have died because of this border than any terrorist organization ever did. We've lost more Americans at the hands of criminal cartels in Mexico than we did at any terrorist organization or in any war. You know, at what point is it bad enough where Congress needs to threaten to shut the government down unless this administration does at least one thing to slow the flow across the border? Another thing, that, yeah, they own the Dems have the Senate, but you know what? We don't have to negotiate nothing. The 17 Republican senators who signed off an infrastructure bill last year, they shouldn't have done it. They shouldn't give Biden a win on this. They should have said, we're not going to negotiate a single thing with you people until you show us one thing you're going to do to slow the flow on the border. We do have the power. We don't have to sit down and negotiate. We can boycott every meeting until they do something to protect this country and the citizens within this country. So, you know, the Democrats are up. They've lost their mind. But I tell you what, there's some Republicans. They need to grow a set and fight this case. I'm telling you, something bad's coming. There's no way a terrorist didn't take advantage of its vulnerable border. And I, you know, 9/11, don't forget, never forget. Well, apparently a lot of people forgot. This is the biggest national security failure this country has seen since 9/11. I mean that. And I'm concerned. I've never been more concerned about the safety and security of this nation than I am right now. So the Republicans, those of you that are weak, you better step up and do your job, or we'll get you out of office, too. We need to hold Congress responsible. Mayorkas needs to be impeached. When he's done, you need to impeach to President Biden. These two men together have caused thousands of deaths because they knowingly open up a border. Let me say this. I worked for six presidents, starting with Ronald Reagan, on the border. Every president I worked for, even Clinton Obama, took some steps to secure the border because they understood you can't have national security without border security. No one did more than President Trump. He was fantastic. He did more to secure the border than anybody. But Joe Biden's the first president in the history of this nation who came in office and unsecured a border. Who the hell does that? What president, commander-in-chief, says, I want more illegal immigration. I want more women and children sex trafficked. I want more dangerous drugs in this country. I want the cartels to make billions of dollars more. So he needs to be number two on the Patriot. We need to take action to defend this nation. And the taxpayers, remember, they work for us, not the other way around. They're accountable to us. Well, hold them accountable and tell them to get their butts in gear, or you're going to vote for another candidate. Get to the voting booth and make your voices heard. Pressure these people.
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, the thing that gets me about impeaching Biden is then you get Chlamydia Harris in the driver's seat, and she's worse. That woman can't complete a sentence without laughing.
Yeah, it's you know, I see the leadership of this country. When Joe Biden has a cabinet meeting, and you got Kamala Harris, Alejandro Mayorkas, Pete Buttigieg. You look at this; it's like the Island of Misfit Toys. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. They're more concerned with inclusion and you know, everybody they picked was loud was picked on based on their race. It's an embarrassment. I get it. Kamala Harris is an embarrassment. Biden's embarrassment. That's another thing. Under President Trump, we were respected. We were feared. People knew that we were the strongest nation on the face of the earth. Now people, a lot of countries, you know, just laughed at us because of the Afghanistan withdrawal and making the military more concerned about woke policies and being a lethal force. It's what they've done to this country. It's incredible. That's why we need to take back. Look, if we don't take this back next year, if we don't win the White House back, we're in trouble. I don't think we can come back, because if they get another 4 years, you think they've been doing bad now? They'll have no accountability if they get four more years. And I don't think with the damage they're going to do, I don't think there's never going to be a comeback. I just don't see it. This is serious, and we need to get to the voting booths. And I'm not just talking about the presidential election. We need to get to the voting booths on your school boards and your mayor and your city councilman. And from the bottom up, we need to take this back. This is not the America I grew up in. The America I grew up in, this what I'm seeing right now is unrecognizable. I grew up in a small town, about 2,500 people, about 4 miles outside of Fort Drum. Everybody had a flag on their American porch. Everybody respected the police. When you saw a police officer, you knew that man was there to help you. And we moved to the point where people burned the American flag right in Washington, D.C. in front of the White House. We got people spitting in the face of cops. We had all those riots 2 years ago where thousands of cops were injured. Were any of those people prosecuted? No. They were too busy doing the January 6th hearings. So it's country unrecognizable. And myself, my dad, who was a World War II veteran, a lot of these people, a lot of the finest Americans in this country fought for us to be the greatest country on earth. And yesterday, you know what? For the first time in my life, I hesitated to say the greatest country on earth. Are we? I would like to think we still are, but I'm hesitant to say that now because everything this administration has done the last 2 years, are we still the greatest country on earth right now? I guarantee you one thing, under President Trump's leadership in a little over a year and a half, we will, without a doubt, and I'll feel confident saying that, we'll be the greatest country on earth again because he's the guy. I worked for President Trump. I've been in the Oval Office many times. I've been on Air Force One many times. I've been with him many times since he left office. He's a great American. He loves his country.
Yeah. I believe
that we grew up in.
My bigger concern, Tom, is the fact that, you know, he is now just starting to walk back on mistakes that he made. A lot of this stuff, you know, like the clot shot, the kill shot, 220 million Americans bought into this stuff. He was lied to. I mean, that became a national security issue because it gave the Biden administration a reason to continue a public health emergency that really wasn't and caused a lot of businesses to shut down. In essence, they helped contribute to this whole thing, but it started with Operation Warp Speed, and Americans are still trying to get past that as to, you know, how that was even allowed to come into play. We were all fooled, don't you think?
Here's what Americans need to understand. I know this man. I've been with this man thousands of times. He's the president of the United States. We had a virus that were killing thousands of people every day. As the commander-in-chief and president of the United States, he had the wisest, most talented scientists and medical professionals in the world telling him, you need a vaccine. You got to create a vaccine to save a million Americans. Now, he's a commander-in-chief. His job, his number one job, is to protect Americans, protect citizens. He's not a doctor. So when you had the most educated scientists and doctors coming to him saying, here's how you save millions of lives. I mean, and the guy said he's doing his job, trying to protect Americans. Now, hindsight me in 2020, I'm sure he'll tell you this. You know, he wish would have had to arm his people, not Fauci, which would have armed his medical professionals, say, look, there's other ways to go about this. What I think he understands now is he did what he thought he had to do based on the medical science from the most educated scientists and doctors in the world, right? The whole world went for vaccinations. I think he'll tell you now if we gave him a chance that he thought he was doing the right thing based on medical professionals. However, now he realized there are problems with that vaccination, and they need to make it right. They need to hold people accountable. They need to hold people like Fauci accountable. They need to hold people that lied about the lab in Wuhan. They need to hold people. There's a lot of people they need to hold accountable that lied. Some of these pharmaceutical companies that made billions of dollars. They need to be brought in. There needs to be hearings. That's why we need the White House back. We need the Senate back so we can have real hearings on what the hell happened, who lied, who made billions of dollars on this thing and hold them responsible. But when President Trump is sitting at the White House as a businessman from New York and he has the sharpest medical minds in the world talking to him about saving millions of people and here's how you do it, I mean, really, are we going to keep beating them up on this? Because I'm not a doctor either. I go to a doctor, and they give me treatment for various injuries or sicknesses. You got to trust these people. It's unfortunate that some people are more concerned with making money than giving good medical advice. So, you know, I'm not holding it against the president. I think when thousands were dying every day, he had to do something. And what do? You got to turn to the medical professionals around the world who tell you, here's what you should do. Hindsight being 2020, bad move. But you know what? I'll say this. Everybody says, no, we need somebody that doesn't have all, you know, has this baggage. If you're looking to elect a president from somebody that's perfect, you better wait for the second coming of Jesus because there's not a perfect person out there. President Trump, I'm going to say this. I know President Trump. The man loves America. The man had the most secure border in my lifetime. He rebuilt the VA. He DOD, we had the strongest military, most lethal military in the world. People feared us. We had the best economy in the history of this nation. My 401k was never higher. Now it's down about a million. So, you know, this president, you got to look at all the good things he did. This country was never was in better shape than it was under President Trump. Were there issues? Yes. Did he make some mistakes? Of course he did. He's human. And he doesn't have a crystal ball. But if you look at what he did, Name a president who did better. I'm telling you, I work for everybody when it comes to border security, immigration enforcement, law enforcement. No one did better than President Trump. And I worked for six presidents starting with Ronald Reagan. President Trump had the military's back. He had their six. He had law enforcement six. He secured our border at a record pace. So he's my guy. And I truly believe that he's going to be back. And again, he's back, I'm back, and we'll fix this stuff. If people want a better economy, if they want a strong military, if they want to secure this border, if they want to save lives on the border, if they want to take action against criminal illegal aliens in the country, he's already promised he's back in office. He's going to have the largest deportation operation in the history of this nation, get rid of these people who this administration, Biden administration, released in the country. And that's a message to him. For the couple million they've released in the country since he's been president, I got a message for him. Don't get comfortable. Because in the Trump administration, we're coming looking for you. We're going to detain you. We're going to arrest you. We're going to detain you. And we're going to deport you. So, you know, I'm 100% behind President Trump. He's my guy, no question about it. And I think he'll be good for America. We need him to come and save what little we got left to get us back to the level we had under him. Let him finish the job. I think people are going to be amazed.
Well, and I appreciate your thoughts on that, Tom, because, you know, we were all conflicted over here about the fact that now, you know, the former president is coming out saying, you know, it all had to do with the people I put and I trusted. And so you just clarified that, and I appreciate the clarity. The thing is that we have a lot of Americans out now that are stocking up on food, guns, and ammo. And every time they talk about gun control, they keep stocking up on more guns and ammo. We've interviewed the guy up in Montana that got his gun shop raided by the IRS and one BATF agent, and they've taken all of his records. And the law says he has to maintain those records until he closes his store for good, and then he has to turn them over. Well, if they've taken them, then he's not in compliance with the law. And, you know, I back the blue. I'm a member of multiple sheriff's associations across the country, as well as CSPOA. So, you know, I'm looking at this going, okay, I've got constables and police officers out there telling Americans, look, if they come on your property and try to do anything, try to steal anything because they're a have-not and they're starving, shoot them in the head. Now we've got Americans. You know, we had Grady Judd in Florida, you know him, sheriff of Polk County, telling people if Antifa kicks in your front door, shoot him in the head. I mean, Americans are getting geared up for this thing. Why is there anything you can say to them to assuage them or dissuade them from becoming violent if this stuff ends up in their front yard? It could.
Well, let me say this. This stuff wasn't happening at this level under President Trump. And the attack on the Second Amendment has never been more serious than it is now. Look, I have more ammunition than I've ever had right now. And our Second Amendment rights are cherished by President Trump. And, you know, I own a lot of guns, too. And what's happening right now in this country is scary. The level of violence. I've never seen it like this. People have the right to defend themselves and their property. I will do the same. I mean, I got a 200-pound Italian Mastiff that I had trained by the military. The MS-13 had death threats on me. I tell you what, they may break into my house, but they won't be leaving because the 200-pound Mastiff's going to greet them.
Thank you for that, Tom Holman. I appreciate it. We're out of time for the break. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Power Hour. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I've found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helps us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on this Thursday. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, you just heard the last segment with Tom Homan, who was Trump's former ICE director. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If you want to chime in and comment about what you just heard, now you either agree or disagree. Doesn't matter. You're entitled to your opinion. That's why we have free speech in America. Before we get into the phone calls, I want to let you know that ChatGPT has now maliciously manifested itself into an AI bot called WormGPT, and it's helping cyber criminals send convincing phishing emails. Yep. That ChatGPT is just one version of advanced AI platforms. It's already fallen into the hands of evil people to do evil things, like emptying your bank account. And that's what it's doing. This is a next-gen AI tool created by a bad actor, and it's there to take your money. They want to email fish, and they will use this because it's called WormGPT for a reason. It's been created for specifically malicious purposes. And, of course, cyber experts experimented with it to see how dangerous it is, and they asked it to create phishing emails and found the results disturbing. I mean, this, literally, you're going to get an email, and it's going to convince you that it's legitimate. And so when you check your email inbox, especially anything that applies to any email that asks for money, banking details, or other personal information, first off, you need to be thorough when checking who it's from. Don't feel pressured into opening an attachment. Avoid clicking the phrase enable content. And avoid, of course, giving away any personal information to strangers online. If you suspect the email is a scam, report and delete it. That simple. That's how you stop this from raiding your bank account. You know, this is the thing. James Cameron, you remember the director? Did the little thing on what happened down below, you know, with the Titanic. He predicted back in 1984, he says, I warned you guys about AI. You didn't listen. Now this is what's going on. Artificial intelligence, judgment day. Yep. So, Daryl in Canada, your first time caller to the show?
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, it was a good interview with Tom Holman. It's quite a coup to get him on. He's a high-profile guy. Well, yeah, the biggest thing in this world is not so much the mistake we make it, and we all make it, but it's not acknowledging it. And, yeah, Tom touched on that, and that, you know, he was given advice, Trump was, about this possible sickness. I mean, it turned out to be, you know, virtually everyone who died had one foot in the grave anyway. They were probably going to die within 2 years, so this just pushed them along. But everyone makes mistakes, but it's the and nobody blames anybody for that. But it's the not acknowledgement of the mistake. That's the thing that keeps me from supporting Trump right now. I mean, if he would just come out and say, you know, I made a mistake. He doesn't have to go into too much of an elaboration. He just has to acknowledge he was fooled. He made a mistake, and I wish I hadn't done it. Basically, he could have cleared it up in 10 seconds, and I bet you his poll numbers would go up 5% immediately, if not more.
Oh, at least I agree with you. In fact, I've said the same thing you just said. I said, look, if you just walk it back, all you got to do is just open your mouth. And he's already said, and this is just most recently, that, you know, I trusted the wrong people. Okay, that's a start. Now let's talk about the rest of the equation. Let's talk about the fact that you've got this Operation Warp Speed out there. You could have put the brakes on it. You didn't. You let Biden get away with furthering it. You let him continue the medical emergency. You listen to the wrong people. All you got to do, like you said, Daryl, is just say, look, I trusted and put my faith in the wrong people. I made a mistake. In that regard, it won't happen again. He kind of, in a way, said that when he said, I made a mistake in trusting the wrong people. But I agree with you that he didn't elaborate, especially when it came to him bragging about the fact he took the booster, which makes me wonder, was it a placebo, Mr. President, unlike what the rest of us got? Or, you know, I mean, is it bragging rights? I mean, the thing is, Daryl, I agree with you. The ego has to get put aside and we need to face the real music. And you're right about the fact his poll numbers would probably go up if he did it. And I appreciate your comment on that, sir. You hit the nail on the head. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the horn. What's going on?
Good morning, Dave. I would like to request a prayer for my neighbor who she had a serious back operation, and then a few days later she had a stroke. And her name is Lindy. And anyone who's inclined, I would appreciate it if they would say a prayer for her.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's everybody chime in on that one. We just seek to have her recover. I know she's your neighbor, Sherry, and we appreciate that. And we just pray to the Almighty right now that she recovers from this malady. God, you have the healing power to do this. And if two or more people agree, and in the name of your son, Yeshua, it'll be added unto them. And we just pray for Lindy's recovery in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen out of everybody?
Thank you, Dave.
Appreciate that. How about an amen, Sherry?
Amen.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because there's us. That's you and me just now agreeing, and the rest of you said it too, so we appreciate that. Thank you so much. Any comment about Tom Holman? I think we disconnected. The Daily Caller is reporting, you know, because Kevin just called earlier talking about the smoke emergency. And the Senate Democrats are trying to introduce a new bill to let Biden declare a smoke emergency. Yeah, you see, they always want an emergency. There's a bill out there somewhere. And Feinstein's in on it as well. I mean, the woman can't think. And then she'll just go along with whatever anybody says. They want to declare the smoke emergency so Biden can use FEMA and other agencies to issue grant funding, equipment, and resources to build smoke shelters. Seriously? While he declares an emergency, which means the government again has control. The Republicans, of course, are trying to fight that. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, of course, is seeking to end all gas-powered vehicles by 2035. You think it's going to happen? You tell that to all those New Jersey drivers out there. Yeah, we'll see about that. You got to remember, Governor Phil, go woke, go broke. You know, people will have had it up to a certain point in life, and they're going to shut you down, sir. Tom Holman did suggest one positive aspect. Actually, two. One of them was you have the power to go out and vote, and if you sit on your butt and you don't do it, that's on you, and it's on all the rest of us because you didn't go vote. Secondly, he also said that if those mofos come and kick in your front door, they're not leaving other than in a body bag. Did you get that message? This came from a former law enforcement officer. You've been warned. Brady in Vegas, go.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I heard that interview your last guy on. One thing with Trump, he was deceived. I do definitely hold him accountable for the jabs coming onto the market. But again, I go after who was the real reason behind all these jabs and who was behind it. And I watched an article on the fifth column, La Quinta Coloma, with Pablo Delgado, the guy who's a scientist there who's been doing the graphene research for day one. And what Pablo Delgado said, he's the smartest man I've ever followed regarding the COVID and what's inside of it, is your graphene that's inside of it and inside your death jabs is a form of a graphene nanotube. So when they were doing different extractions over the years of different people that had implants inside their body, they extracted them and did research on what was inside the graphene nanotubes. And the problem is the graphene nanotubes are not of this world. They are from a different dimension. And what they use is the graphene, the source of the graphene inside your body is to be a neurotransmitter, which then can allow anything to be put into your body. They know that they can make your body sick with the use of 5G and the use of the neurotransmitters and the graphene that's inside it. And they know how to kill you. And we're very close to the next pandemic, which they can just turn on with their 5G and 6G towers. And we're going to be dropping like flies again, especially the ones that had two or three jabs, of the graphene. Graphene is the source which links everything to the devil. And I'm pretty sure the man who is definitely responsible for all this stuff on humanity is not the doctors or Donald Trump. It's the devil himself.
Well, I appreciate the input there, Brady. Thanks for that. I know you talked about nanotubes yesterday, and we ran out of time, so I'm glad you called earlier and appreciate your input on that. No, I mean, this is a thing. We don't know yet how 5G and 6G is going to play into this, but we know that a lot of people out there continue to trust the government and everything they say. They are not convinced yet that the government is doing what Brady just said, that it's all purely entrenched in evil. They don't have enough proof yet. There are people out there that are still, as we call them biblically, doubting Thomases, and this is what they're going to face as well, especially if they succumbed to believing that the jab was going to save them. For those of you out there under Common Sense Home, we have an article on canning headspace. For those of you who don't know what that is, that has to do with the practices of canning and what it involves. It is the unfilled space in the top of the jar between the food or liquid and the rim of the jar. Sometimes people refer to it as the space between the food and the underside of the lid, but you should check it before the lid goes on. And of course, there's an article there to share the science behind the proper headspace, the basic guidelines, and troubleshooting tips so that you don't make mistakes while canning, which is one of the reasons why we put it there. because we're all about solutions here in the Power Hour. If you subscribe to our newsletter, you will get that article and you can read it for yourself. One thing I did want to make mention of, since Brady brought it up, a Pfizer plant on I-95 in North Carolina has been destroyed by a tornado. Yeah, and with it, when that happened, that's an EF2 that struck the Nash County area yesterday afternoon, reaching speeds of at least 135 miles an hour. It crossed, first off, a touchdown in Dorchess, then crossed I-95 into Rocky Mount and hit that. Now, it hit the Pfizer plant, and it destroyed millions of jabs. I should have put that under good news, but I put it under COVID-related because it is related. And, of course, there's another article in our email blast that talks about the rise of POTS as far as this pandemic goes. I want to talk about that for a second because people are still concerned about shedding, about the spread, about hanging out with people, about how often to take ivermectin, how, you know, Paratrex, all the stuff that we sell at the Power Mall, which you really should pay attention to here. Power Mall, by the way, is open, 877-817-9829. Especially, you want to stock up on the stuff that I have in my hot little hand here, and that is Nuke Protect, which I'm holding up to the screen right now for those of you watching us live stream. My hair and nails are growing like crazy because I'm taking that stuff, which means the selenium that's in it is good for you, and it helps protect your thyroid. There's this little thing. It's an acronym called POTS, Postural Orthostatic Tachycardia Syndrome. Now, this is heart stuff, okay? Tachycardia. This perplexing health issue is marked by a significant surge in your heart rate when standing. Just went standing. It's gaining increasing attention in the medical community because of the rise in the number of cases out there. You take the case of Phoebe Eaton and Aubrey George, two active women in their mid-20s who found their lives disrupted by the symptoms of POTS. Miss Eaton is a 25-year-old teacher in training who noted the onset of symptoms after her initial COVID-19 vaccine. That's what she calls it. Oh, well, yeah, I got the vaccine. See, dum-dum. Okay. She reported recurring urinary tract infections, persistent fatigue, migraines, weight loss, and erratic blood sugar levels. Her health deteriorated after her final vaccine dose. Hello, duh. She could not put two and two together right there. I got the first shot, and all of a sudden, I started having troubles. So let's go get the next one. Oh, my God. You see the stupidity in trusting your government? I'm asking a question now. She started passing out, which developed into seizures. She had to quit her teacher training, all because she trusted Uncle. She went out there and trusted modern medicine and science. They're out to kill people. That's Miss Eaton, all right? Miss George, Aubrey George, her symptoms surfaced after enduring three concussions within 6 months, chronic headaches, dizziness, fatigue, constant. Previously dubbed the Energizer Bunny, she now grapples with many symptoms spanning the cardiovascular and digestive system. Says nothing about the jab. So you see, one got the jab, one didn't get the jab. Different reasons why they're getting it. But this is a wider category of disorders, as POTS is, that falls within this dysautonomia, signifying a malfunction in the autonomic nervous system. We told you this before, folks. One way or another, people are going to start experiencing prion diseases. Those are neurological disorders. And now we're finding out, according to The Guardian, there's a toxic flame retardant being found in human breast milk. Bromophenols is what they are, unregulated subclass of flame retardants. 25 different kinds of them found in human breast milk in the U.S. All the samples they took contained at least some level of the dangerous chemicals. They're part of the brominated flame retardant class, which are commonly used in plastic, televisions, appliances, and electronics. These bromophenols now being found in breast milk, the chemicals thought to be potent neurotoxins, especially for developing children. Little warning for you in the health category. And of course, Dr. Joe Mercola has come out with a couple of articles talking about major depressive disorder and how probiotics can help. Well, we have those at the Power Mall. All you got to do is call 877-817-9829 and ask about it. And also, he has an article out about oral health and dementia. And basically what he's saying, and I'm going to give it to you in a nutshell because of time. Basically, he's saying if you regularly brush and floss, you can avoid the onset of dementia symptoms. That simple. Amazing how that works. Now, you remember me telling you yesterday about In-N-Out Burger and how they were basically saying that if you wanted to wear a mask at work, you know, if you were still paranoid, you had to wear a mask at work, it had to be the KN95 and you had to have a doctor's note. Well, now leftists are calling for a boycott of In-N-Out Burger. You see, this is how woke, this is how go woke, go broke works, folks. See, the left is now imploding on the woke. Their whole game plan is falling apart, folks. This is what's happening. For many of you who have been paying attention to the music industry, country singer Jason Aldean, you remember he was the one that was singing on stage in Vegas when the gunfire erupted from the hotel room window way up above. Dozens of people were killed and hurt. The country music television has pulled the recently released music video for Aldean's new single, Try That in a Small Town, which aggressively attacks the recent riots and rising lawlessness in the U.S. The video has received 346,000 views on YouTube and features Aldean performing in front of a courthouse amid interspersed footage of a flag burning, protesters screaming and attacking police in various scenarios, and robbing a convenience store, according to Billboard. Later in the video, a Fox News chyron appears with the words, "State of emergency declared in Georgia." Aldean's video juxtaposes these violent images with more harmonious scenes like a girl playing hopscotch and a raised American flag. Critics of the song took issue with several lyrics wherein Aldean calls out criminals and rioters directly. And so CMT removed it from circulation, claiming it's a pro-lynching song. Now, this song has been out for 2 months now, folks. Aldean asserted he never brought race into the song. He used real news footage. No one, including me, wants to continue to see senseless headlines or families ripped apart. Try That in a Small Town for me refers to the feeling of a community that I had growing up where we took care of our neighbors regardless of differences of background or belief. Yeah, you see what I mean? There you have it. Wow. So now are we going to boycott country music television because of that? Are we going to go to YouTube and continue to watch it and like it? Maybe we should. If you agree with that philosophy, maybe you should. I'm really glad that we had the opportunity today to interview Tom Homan. And what you need to do is share with your friends, because we are going to be posting that at a point in time in the near future on our archives, wherein you can share that interview. You need to understand that people who are on the fence about Trump, and I appreciate Daryl in Canada immensely. I appreciate your comments on the show. You're not the only one that agree. I mean, a lot of people agree with you, Daryl, that Trump, you know, as time goes on, he's going to have to come out with a game plan that acknowledges the fact that he's not going to make that same mistake again and rely on scientists that are connected to Big Pharma. he's going to have to admit that maybe he invested in Big Pharma because that was the thing to do if you want to make money. How many other investors do you know invested in Big Pharma? A lot of them. A lot of people. Us common Joes out there invested in Big Pharma because, hey, the jab is coming out. And, well, obviously, stock is going to go up because the government's going to order a lot of these vaccines. See, they all bought into that. And they all turned around and invested in Moderna and Pfizer and J&J and AstraZeneca. They invested in all of it knowing they were going to make money. I mean, can you blame them? They didn't know that we were going to have a depopulation mechanism kick in as a result. Well, we're out of time for today, folks, here on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for your comments, your calls, and your love for your next door neighbor and your prayers for Lindy out there. And we appreciate you. God bless you and God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. Only you can save it with your vote. And the failure to not just idly stand by and let it all fall down around your ankles. We'll see you tomorrow for our Feel Good.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.